Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, broadcasting from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City for the New Heights T62 Beer Bowl, benefiting the Eagles Autism Foundation. Beer Bowl about to begin. They had the parade. They came in on their boats, Hugh, and now they're going to have the competition, including the grease pole, Crisco on the pole there.
Yeah, man, I was here this morning when they were greasing the pole.
Yep.
It's going to be interesting to see how the guys choose to navigate the pole.
Now, how would you – so to describe it for everyone, it almost like – not a pole like you would climb in the city.
Yeah, as I look up.
It's almost like imagine a tree fell over.
Yes.
And you're trying to walk across or run across the tree, right?
And it's greasy.
And it's grease. But at the end of the tree is – it looks like there's an eagle.
Yeah,
right?
I'm assuming you have to grab
that. And then the second half –
you got to grab another pole.
Right. Second half, it is over the bay. So if you slip, you got to grab the whole pole.
Like the pole. You got to see. I thought it was the top of the thing. So that's like the whole. You got to grab the whole.
Yes,
pole.
Yes, yeah. you got to grab the pole.
What would you say? It's about 12 feet out.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see how the individuals choose to navigate the pole.
Well, Ross Tucker told us going to do a little shuffle like an offensive lineman.
Well, no, that's not going to work. I didn't want to say that in front of Ross because
he
was confident.
Yeah.
That shuffle stuff is not going to work.
So how would you do it?
If I was going – first of all, I'm not getting on anybody's pole. That's not about to happen.
You're not jumping on the grease pole?
I'm not jumping on the grease pole. But if I was going to jump on the grease pole, I think that your best bet is to run as fast as you can.
Yeah.
And be as light on your feet as you possibly can, because as soon as you step on the grease, you're slipping.
Yep.
So your best bet is to try to get as much length as you possibly can.
I have a different thought.
And then grab the pole. What's your thought, Joe?
Well, all right. So I don't know all the rules. I mean, they hand them to us. I didn't read them all over because we're not participating. Do you have to stay on the pole? Because you could jump off the side of the.
I would imagine.
If you jump off the side of the dock and you leap.
That's a smart. That might be smart.
You
but
might
I think,
be able to grab it with your arm before you fall in the water.
That's an injury waiting.
What are you talking about? The worst that happens, you fall in the water. I would avoid greased poles as much as I can. That's the general rule I live by.
It's like a head injury waiting to happen.
Well, it all depends on how you navigate the pole. You know, if you're going in head first, then yeah, you're going to get hit by the pole.
Yeah, no one wants that. That's a problem waiting to happen. All right, so we'll tell you how this goes here. All the benefits today to the Eagles Autism Foundation.
I'm trying to get Jason.
Well, he's taking photos.
Well, he's not taking photos now.
Well, he was. He's doing photo shoots.
Oh, he's doing a little thingy thing.
Before we get back to the phone lines, your reaction to the VJ Edgecombe pick, and do you have renewed hope again for the Sixers? I do. Kyle does. Hugh Douglas made a whole stick in the mud.
No three hope. Seed at minimum.
No hope for the Sixers here from Hugh Douglas. And the Phil's a lost lesson. Let's get to Dave Dombrowski. Because, guys, yesterday he was on the Starkville podcast with Jason Stark. And listen to what he said when asked about the future free agency. And this was a question really about Ranger, JT, but Schwarber was kind of the backdrop of the question. Listen to how Dave Dombrowski framed how he's feeling as Schwarber's a couple months from free agency.
And I know in Schwarber's case, you've said publicly you hope he'll be a Philly for a long time. How would you describe the future of those two players and your team?
Well, you're talking about two not only quality performers. I mean, we talk about Schwarbs, and now he's really more of a DH. And JT been one of the best catchers in the last decade in Major League Baseball. You're not only talking about two really quality performers, you're talking about two quality people who are leaders that are well respected, that bring about everything you could to a ball club. So, of course, you'd like to keep players like that in your organization for years to come, both of them. It always gets to be a little more difficult when players become free agents because they're open to the world. I just used the example of, let's say you think a player's worth three at X and somebody else comes by and gives that 10 at Y, and that Y is $500 million, and you're willing to pay the person $50 million. Well, I tip my cap to him and say, good luck to you. I mean, great opportunity for you. But you can be assured, I mean, Schwarbs is a leader. He's been a winner everywhere he's go. He's gone. He's one of the best people you could have on a ball club, brings power. JT is a leader. Our pitchers love throwing to him. He's a quality performer. There's not many people that are tougher than JT Realmuto that I've ever been around in the game of baseball. So they are two core players of our club that are extremely important. And, you know, we're hopeful that they'll remain Phillies for years to come.
Yeah, Hugh, as I heard that, it sounded to me like we'll see what happens. I have sensed about the Schwarber thing the whole time that they're obviously going to let him go to free agency, right? They tried to do something last spring, didn't work out. But when he said, hey, if we think a player is worth X and they get this from that team.
God bless you.
He basically said, you know, good job getting the money. I mean, it sounds like they want Schwarber back, but I don't get the sense that they're going to overpay ridiculously to bring him back, which concerns me because when you get to free agency, that's what happens.
It sounds like they're going to let Schwarber set the market. They don't want to set the market. It sounds like they're willing to let him go into free agency because they don't know what he's going to be worth. You know, they don't want to offer him anything because they feel like they might come in too high. You know what I mean? So they want other people to go out there, you know, go out there and look and see what you can get, but come back to us and let us know.
So you might be saying, maybe this is just the way Dave talks about free agents to be. It's not a big deal. And maybe you're right, but let's hear. This was a couple years ago. This is how Dave Dombrowski spoke about Aaron Nola as he was heading, you know, in this same kind of thing, heading towards free agency. Here's Dave on Nola just a couple years ago.
You know, unfortunately, and I don't mean this as a negative or positive, it's just the reality, we didn't sign him in spring training. We would have liked to have done that. We didn't get it done. So I can't tell you that I feel 100% confident we're going to get it done, but we would like to sign him, and we'll be aggressive in trying to make that happen. But if not, I mean, I respect the player's ability to test free agency and get whatever dollars they possibly can that meets their needs. And it's a situation where if that happens, I'd be sad, but we'd have to go ahead, and he wouldn't be the first guy that I've ever lost in free agency, but you still have to plow forward. You still have to go ahead and try to get somebody to try to help you. But again, our goal is to try to keep him and have him with us.
That sounded different to me. That was him saying they'd be sad if he left. We're going to be very aggressive trying to sign him. And he basically said they regretted not getting it done
earlier
before the season. That was not the messaging I just heard here about Schwarber. This was more like, hey, if someone gives him more than we offer, what are we going to do?
Well, it's a different thing because we all know that Schwarbs is a hot commodity.
Yeah,
or we think
be.
That he's going to be a hot commodity. So when you talk about him in that light, it's probably a little tougher because he's a little bit older. And, you know, you might have him valued at such and such as a power hitter. But another team, when you talk about, say, like we like to talk about him in the Dodgers lineup. They look at him, and for what they're trying to accomplish, they are willing to overpay for him, and they know that.
Yes.
So they're trying to figure out. They don't really know what the market is for Schwarbs right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
I thought you were going to speak.
Well,
yeah, we was reckless.
I was thinking about it. But I don't know. I didn't hear too many differences in what he said.
You felt the same?
I felt it. It sounded like a lot of the same. I mean, without saying though, like we'd be sad or like well, we regret not signing him.
It just felt stronger than Nola.
Maybe
he didn't use the glowing endorsement words
now,
that he used.
I think it's worth noting here. Part of it Schwarber. Is that year it was really just Nola was their big
right,
agent.
Right.
They have to deal with Suarez,
yep.
Real Muto, and Schwarber.
Yeah,
so I wonder if he's just like, hey, I have this much. No, he's not saying this. I wonder, I have this much money to spend. I don't know how this is going to play
out. Right, and knowing what I know, they did offer him a contract in spring training, did they not? So Dave doesn't need to explicitly say we regret not being able to sign him in spring training. I know that they regret not signing him in spring training because they tried to, and they couldn't get it done. So I don't know. I didn't hear it. It didn't come off to me as too much different from the Nola. I heard a lot of the same wordings, just like reiterated in a different sort of way. Like that sounded to me a lot like how he talked about Aaron Nola.
Yeah, look, the more this goes on, the closer we get to free agency. He's obviously going to hit free agency. He is not going to sign with the Phillies before. I mean, it's not going to happen here. He's going to be a free agent. If I am Kyle Schwarber, there's no way I'm signing until free agency. It just, guys, it hits me for this reason. The Phillies are on pace right now to have Schwarber hit about 48 home runs this year, and nobody else on the team is on pace for 20 home runs. I mean, think about that for a second. 48 home runs for Schwarber, nobody else on pace for 20 home runs. They got to keep this guy. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here. And, Hugh, we haven't talked to this guy in a week or two. I forget the last time he called in, but your neighbor, Skip, from Claymont, Delaware.
Boy,
Skip, yeah. What's up, buddy?
Hi, Hugh. How do you do? Hello.
What's up, Skip, man? How you doing?
Hey, can you guys let everybody know if Jason Kelce is still wearing his Speedo underwear?
No, he has on a nice little ensemble where he's wearing all he has on clothes, Skip. He has
That's,
on clothes.
It's a little disappointing, but it sounds fun. Sounds like you Douglas is in a good mood. I heard him greasing his pole earlier.
That's not what you heard, Skip. I was given a description.
He was describing what was happening here. Yeah,
here,
yeah.
At the Kelce event.
Must have been my imagination running away from me.
Yeah, you got to stop that.
I was a little concerned about you. You gave me a scare last weekend.
Yeah, Hugh, where'd you go last weekend again?
I went to Ohio.
That's right. How was that?
Well,
it was nice.
Thank God you're okay. I was relieved to hear your voice on Monday because I thought you were missing. Here at the development, we were very concerned about your wellness.
His wellness?
Yeah, Skip.
Hugh Douglas?
I appreciate you being concerned, Skip, but y'all, I keep telling you, man, y'all worrying about the wrong thing.
Yeah,
man.
Everything's fine with him, Skip. He's here with us. He's good.
We had no idea where he was. He doesn't talk to anybody here. We were concerned. There was no activity at all in Hugh's place, and
You went into my place, Skip?
No, hold on. This is a big deal.
Why are you in my place, man?
Let Skip go in your house.
Why are you in my place?
What is going on here?
You know, technically, I can't do nothing. You know,
I had to execute a wellness check. I had
What was your probable cause for going into my spot, Skip? I feel a little violated right now.
There was no activity in there for days and days and days, and we thought something had happened.
See,
as the senior ranking member of the Homeowners Association. I had to go in there. Beverly from 207 thought you might have been dead. We don't know.
Well, Skip, this is not a good idea. You're not just allowed to just go in his house.
No, you
Skip.
Can't do that. You got to have probable cause. That reason, that dog don't hunt, Skip.
I didn't have to break in. Luckily, I have a master key that comes with being the senior ranking member of the Homeowners Association.
Skip, listen, don't.
But don't worry about it. Everything turned out okay. It's a moot point now. I acted with an overabundance of caution, and I'm proud of myself. It comes from a place of deep concern and love.
You know what, Skip? I appreciate you having concern for me, but this is starting to go a little bit too far, and it's a little bit uncomfortable, Skip. I mean, if I'm being honest.
You should really pay more attention to the length of your curtains over the sink in the kitchen. The Homeowners Association specifically requires them to be either mauve or cream, and yours are more of a lavender.
Lavender.
I did take them down for you, so it's been handled. It's all good.
What do you mean it's been handled?
I was wondering where the hell they went.
This man is in your house, you.
This is ridiculous.
What do you mean it's been handled?
I told you I handled it. Trust me, I handled it. I handled it twice, actually.
Oh, that's a lot. Skip, that's
by the way, your place is a mess. I took the liberty of cleaning up a bit. I had to navigate through and clean the place up. I paid a few bills for you. I took care of the utilities.
Who did that?
You only had a few days left.
Yeah, there's something wrong with you, dude. I mean, paying his bills?
Yeah, that's a little
cleaning
much,
up
Skip.
The place?
You're overstepping your bounds, bro, like for real. It's a lot.
Just for being tidy, I cleaned his whole unit. It was a pleasure to clean you.
Oh, no.
You're a creep. And a trespasser.
Skip, that's creepy.
Forgive us our trespasses.
All right, Skip, you're in a neighbor's house uninvited here. You're moving stuff around. You're cleaning. What in the world are you thinking? Like, what's the end game here, Skip?
What do you mean, Joe? Why are you asking the question?
Well, they say you don't know a man until you walk in his shoes. So I went in your house and I put your shoes on. I was walking around.
Skip, what in the world?
You didn't have your feet in my J's, Skip. Don't put your feet in my J's. Don't fool my J's, man.
I had to explain it to Beverly from Unit 207 because she was walking by and saw me, and I said I was on a wellness check. She said, that's fine, but why are you sitting in your sofa in front of his TV naked with his helmet on?
Yeah, that's a lot, Skip. I didn't need to know that. Now I got to burn that couch.
Oh, God.
And the helmet too, probably.
Again, this comes from a place of great respect and love for my favorite Eagle.
By the way,
you're only allowed to have 5 knickknacks on your mantle. You had 6, so I took one home.
I took
something else, too. I figured, we might play a little game called Use Clues, and guess what? I took something. Let's call them Skip's Clips.
All right, so, Skip, you want to give us clues now? This will be fun. Let's see. This item you took, all right, from Hugh's place, can you eat this?
That's a bit of a stretch. I'd have to say no. I wouldn't eat it, but I did have some of Hugh's bacon. I found the thick cut in your fridge and cooked it up. You're right. It's very tasty.
I was wondering what happened to that damn bacon I was looking for yesterday.
Yeah, it's okay. The hickory smokes. It smelled. It's all gone now because I sprayed your cologne all over the place.
I love that Hatfield bacon.
I applied your cologne liberally, like Hollis Thomas does.
Yeah, Hollis is an overspray.
He does. Yeah. All right. So Skip, you gave us a clue on what you took from Hugh's house here. So far, we know you can't eat it. That's what we know so far.
Okay. Let's say this item is part of. Could be part of Hugh's uniform when he played in the NFL.
Oh, well, you took part of Hugh's uniform?
No, don't do that. Don't ask. I already know where we're going with
this. Oh, God.
Don't do that.
I saw it while I was working in your gym area. I was doing wrist curls.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
I was wrist curls, hammer style. You know, by the way, you're out of Kleenex. I had a good workout. I took a shower, too. Your shower has great pressure.
No.
Versatile nozzle, too.
So bad.
All right.
Versatile.
Clue number 2. I did use laundry also.
All right, so it's a uniform piece that you can throw in the laundry? Skip, I don't know.
I have an idea.
What it is, Joe?
No, I'm not sure yet.
Clue number three. It goes on an appendage.
An appendage?
Oh, boy, I tell you. I man, it didn't take – See, yeah. You know what you – Joe Snowplant, that's what he – yeah, he's a – yeah, he's.
Well, I mean, I'm just – we're playing Skip's Clues.
It serves as a wrap on an appendage. Bonus clue, it's something that Kyle's father was a little upset about, and his mother had to go to mass at another church.
Kyle's dad, Mr. Quinn? Skip, I give up here, man.
Oh, jeez.
I give up.
I did use laundry, and I kept one sock for myself. It's a nice and crusty now. In fact, that's what I call it.
Oh, no.
When I walk in the door, it's hanging on my mantle. Crusty the sock.
No, that's just a lot.
And if you want it back, you can come over and ring my bell anytime.
All right, Skip, that's enough. We got to move on here. That's enough.
Right, well, even with all that, it's an honor to talk to you. Remember, Hugh, you can park your big truck in my garage anytime you want.
And that's when we cut him off. That's it.
We're all in.
You got it. You got to do something about this.
That's a lot.
You got to. I mean, he said. I know he's part of the HOA. You got to someone above him. You got to talk to.
Well, hell,
it's getting out of control.
It took me 2 years to find a place that I stay at. How soon do you want me to move?
You keep saying this, and the guy keeps taking liberties.
I got to figure it out. But that's a lot. A
lot of innuendo.
Yeah,
we'll skip there.
A lot of innuendo.
What's worse, your clues or his?
Oh, his clues were – no, his clues were pretty spot on.
Well, his clues were more sinister, that's for sure.
Also more succinct. We understood after two or three clues. Yours it takes four.
I don't like how you're comparing the clues that I give, which are fire, compared to the creepy clues.
Hold on. That's a good point, though. I mean, you caught on to what he was talking about within, like, seconds.
The point of the clues is not to make you uncomfortable.
We already know the road Skip going down, so, I mean, come on, man. That's a lot, man. I'm really
– And we know the road he wants to go down.
Oh, no.
In your house, man.
You know, there's a joke in there somewhere, but I'm going to leave it right there.
You're going to park your big truck in his garage.
I question every time we take Skip's call.
Yeah, that's a lot.
We
man.
Might have to. I don't know.
I need to figure out my new. I need to figure out new living. Arrangement.
You got to get a new lock. He's got a master key.
Yeah, I
got
to find a
the
new
fact
living
that he knows when you're home and when you're not because you're on the air. It's not good for you.
Yeah, that's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, but hell, everybody knows when I'm not home.
But not everyone has a key to your place.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
10 to 2 is kind of like you know.
Yeah, we're here.
Spot.
Yeah, you can't avoid that. All right, let's go to Matt in Germantown. Hopefully, less uncomfortable than Hugh's neighbor there. What's up, Matt?
What's up, Diehard Gilio, Kyle from FedEx, and my guy Herculean Hugh.
What's up, Matt?
What's up, y'all?
Honestly,
real rap, no, because Kyle be lining him up. Y'all got to watch it. Pay attention. He in a good mood today. He ain't lining nothing up.
He said he in a good mood. No, because he ain't controlling the board today.
Always
that's
in a good
why.
Mood. Always
okay,
in a good mood.
Okay. I'm hip.
The callers can't annoy him before they get to the air today. That's the difference.
That is true.
Okay. So, with BJ Edgecombe, I see him as like a Donovan Mitchell, D-Wade Light type of player with the work ethic, talent.
I see that too.
I've heard that.
Matt, those chase down blocks, there's a lot of young D-Wade in that.
Yes. And that's what we need. And I feel like right now, like Hugh was saying, build around the youth. But Joel has a last year, next year coming in. If you're supposed to be healthy and everything, this is your last time being top dog. If not, we're going to shift it to the young guys. They can reshift and restructure his contract, backload it, and then they need another prolific big, and then they can try to do the vet thing how Indiana did.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's, you know, I think the way you framed it is probably how this goes, right? Like they get, he's under contract, he's not going anywhere, he's going to want to play. They kind of give it that one more year or one runway. But, Matt, a year from now, when Edgecombe's a year older and Maxey's obviously in his prime and McCain's a year older, it's their team in a year. I mean, I'm looking forward to that.
I agree, and that's exactly what's going to happen. So – that's what we need to do, and if we can fit like fish any kind of value from Paul George, that's what I would do. Like he's a bandwagoner, to be honest. So if we rise a level, anything we get from him is like cherry on top. But if we can flip that into an asset, offload that back contract, we should be good.
Oh yeah, of course, Matt. Of course, we appreciate it. I mean, I would take a bag of basketballs right now for Paul George. I mean, forget value. I just hope we don't have to give up a pick to get him off the books.
I just find it amazing that Paul George, during the course of the season, said, "Hey, you know what? Stop this podcast."
You'll never get over that.
I just like the you're going to a new team, right? And you know you want to try to make the best impression you possibly can, kind of like I did in Jacksonville. And
yeah, you sure
you know,
did.
You know what I
you
mean?
Comparing you, his tenure to your Jaguars?
I mean, I did. I worked hard. I wasn't healthy though, but it's like, but I did try.
Didn't
I did
you go
try
to sleep on the training table?
I mean, after I was getting fired, I knew I was about to get fired. But the point is
no
this.
No one handles getting fired as famously as you do. Wearing no, a suit, but the hard
point,
knocks.
But the point is this. you at least have to put forth the effort.
Yeah,
yeah, I have that. Well, I ain't been fired. Thank God. I ain't been fired in a while. So, you know, that part of my life is behind me.
Clock might be ticking on you, though, buddy.
I ain't been fired in some years.
Clock's ticking on a lot of things for Hugh Douglas this week. All right. Including your home, not
just,
being
and just you in general.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
In the upper.
We established you're in the third quarter. All right, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop in. We're live today from the Yacht Club of Sea Isle City, from the New Heights.
Oh, they got the festivities started.
Yeah, they have.
They're doing the Ninja Warrior.
Yeah, you going out there next?
Oh, no.
Come all right. on.
Eagle. I'm not a water person.
Come on, Douglas.
Way to be innovative. She didn't go across the swing. She did it on the side.
You'll that feels
be
like
fine,
cheating.
Hugh. Come
well,
on,
did.
All right.
She cheated.
This all benefited, of course, the Eagles Autism Foundation. On the other side, speaking of Paul George, his take on Vijay Edgecombe, the NBA star, and one we're all familiar with that Edgecombe reminds me of. That's coming up. Your phone calls on Edgecombe, the Phils. We'll have you for leading off coming up a little bit before the afternoon game today. 215-592-9494, Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, because nothing says summer fun like adding excitement to the game while your friends are getting sunburned at the beach. Summer sports are calling your name. Baseball on the stadium lights, golf on pristine green fairways, soccer matches with world-class goals, and all the action-packed moments in between. You are going to spend all day following your favorite sports on your phone anyway. Might as well make it thrilling with FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Open the app today to see the daily promotions. Due to FanDuel, new customers can bet just $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. Open the FanDuel app today or visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to get started. FanDuel Sports, because the official partner of 94 WIP.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand. Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.